Hello and welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. I'm walking my dogs in the dark at the park. Oh wow, I'm rhyming. But yeah, I just got to find the time to do it, right? Taking care of my dogs. I'm just wanting to talk out loud, like think out loud, because I'm really struggling with thoughts of despair, and just I'm feeling so extremely sad. And I think that it probably has to do a lot to do with, you know, the fact that I saw my daughters yesterday, and you know, I had such a great time with them, and then today it's like boom, zero contact. I call them and they won't pick up, and you know, text and nothing. It's just really tough. And I really, honestly, I just want to cry. I feel like just, you know, laying in a ball in my bed and just crying. But I know I can't, because my dogs are counting on me. I'm literally like a single parent now to my dogs, you know, like I don't have anybody at home helping me. I mean, yeah, I live with my brother in my mom's house, and my mom's, you know, she's traveling a lot. She's moving out to Alaska soon, going to Korea. So, you know, I don't really want to, you know, count on my mom either. And she's got a lot on her that she's doing as well. She's busy. My brother is just unreliable, and he's always just kind of been that way. But so it's really just me taking care of my dogs, and that's another reason why I feel like I'm in a situation, the situation I'm in, I just really can't do much about, because even if I wanted to move out with three dogs, it's really tough, you know, to find a place that'll allow three dogs, and also the pet deposit, the pet rent, and also right now, just financially speaking, just, you know, it makes the most sense for me and on a financial level, and it makes the most financial sense to stay here in my mom's house, because not only do I not have to worry about a pet deposit and things like that, but I'm only paying $400 a month and an extra $200 for utilities and things, you know, but $600 a month, and that covers my living expenses, you know. It's like, where else in Atlanta am I gonna, you know, find a place where I can stay with three dogs for that cheap, you know? And now I have to worry about paying child support. And oh my goodness, can I just talk about that for a moment? I really never thought that I would actually go through a divorce. Even when I was separated from my wife and we were going through all of this, in the back of my mind, I think I still held on to some hope, and I was thinking, I'm not really going to get a divorce, right? Like, we're not really going to go through this. But now the paperwork has gone through with the lawyers, and it's real, and it's really sinking in, and it's like, wow, I miss them so much, you know? It's like, man. But what can I do, right? I gotta just accept, I have to accept the situation for what it is, and also accept the responsibility for the part that I played in all of this. It was my decision to go through with the divorce. And I did try to work it out a couple times, and I called and I really pleaded, but you know, I think that enough experiences have accumulated, and you have enough history and a lot of things that have been said and done, there comes to a point where I feel like, yeah, enough is enough on both sides. I think we're both kind of ready for it. As hard as it might be. But, you know, it's just, what's even worse is that I'm going through like a bit of a tight spot right now, in my budget, you know, like, that's basically, AKA, that's just a nice way to say I'm broke at the moment. And that really is making it even harder on me, fighting the fears, the anxiety, feeling like, oh my God. But it's like, I almost acted out of desperation and panic and fear. I was like almost about to email some of my clients and ask for some referrals. But it's like, then I looked at my schedule and I was thinking, where am I going to even put the new clients if I do get them? You know, all my days are filled up. You know, I have a little bit of room in October, but, you know, it's like, realistically, I can't really put, you know, fill my days up too much because, like I said, I'm a single parent to my dogs. And if I work too late and I get home too late, I would feel terrible. You know, I already feel bad that we're taking a walk at 9 o'clock at night. You know, we're halfway done with the walk. We started at 8, but still. And we're, you know, it's not like we're walking hardcore. I'm letting them sniff around and we're taking our time. So like right now, you know, my dog Angel is sitting there sniffing around. My dog Dexter was sniffing something. Weemy's chilling. Okay, now we're strolling. Now we're walking slowly. But yeah, I mean, because I leave them all day when I'm out working, and you know, I walk them in the morning, feed them, I go to work, and then I come straight home, and it's like 6-7 o'clock, and I gotta walk my dogs, you know, because no one's really at home anymore. I don't have my wife and kids at home to help me with the dogs. They don't go out during the day. So I really want to make sure my dogs feel like they are cared for, and I do care for them. And so that means I don't really have a lot of choice but to keep doing what I'm doing, right? I'm in this situation, and I just have to accept it. I think what happens is my mind races to the future and starts thinking, well, what are you going to do in 4 or 5 years? Like, what are you going to, you know, like, what are you, how are you going to get it? What if you get hurt? You know, what if your body can't continue grooming? And what if your car breaks down? And, you know, like, all this stuff. It's like, if I allow myself to, you know, continue down that path, and I let my brain just take over and just start racing, like Lee was talking about last night. And, like, I start to feel, my body literally started shaking. I just started trembling, and I started feeling like I just wanted to cry, just overwhelmed. But then I had to just bring myself back down to the moment, you know, ground myself, like Lee says, bring myself back into the moment, into the present moment in my body right now. And it's like, okay, right now, everything's okay, you know? And I'm driving a Corolla, has great gas mileage, and if anything breaks down, I can do most of the repairs on a Corolla, you know? It's not like I'm driving an Acura or BMW or anything like that. So if it does break down, I'm fine. I can fix it. And then my body is like, hey, I'm going to the gym every day. I'm putting in some time exercising. I'm trying to eat healthier. I'm taking care of my body. It's fine, you know? And I'm not sick right now. I'm good. And it's like, oh, what about 4 or 5 years from now? It's like, anything can happen in 4 or 5 years. You know, 2 years ago, I would have never imagined that this is the situation I would be in, going through a divorce, not being with my kids. You know, like, just, I never could have imagined this would happen. So it's like, yeah, even in 2 years from now, there's no telling what's going to happen. You know, who knows? So instead of thinking 4 or 5 years from now, let me just focus on today, this week, the rest of this week, you know, next week. And next week, I'm very busy, and I have plenty of money coming in next week, you know? So it's like, I'm fine. You know, I think that it's just, sometimes, you know, when I see that a bunch of bills have gone out, I had to pay this unexpected fine. I was getting off the exit, and I was looking down as the car, as we were like kind of rolling forward slowly. I look down, I look up. There's the car. And I wasn't on my phone. I was actually eating a piece of baked chicken from Kroger. And I've stopped doing that. I was buying like a 8-piece baked chicken for $7.99 at Kroger on my way home. So I can eat on my way home. That way I don't have to spend time cooking my own dinner. And I could just go straight to walking the dogs as soon as I got home. But I realized that's also just an added expense. I have food at home I can cook, you know? I just need to be more patient. And so But anyways, I was reaching down for another piece of chicken while I was driving. I know I shouldn't have done that, and I accidentally bumped the lady in front of me. No damage was done to her car. My bumper's a little bit, you know, a little bit off, but it's okay. Not really noticeable. But the thing is, I got a ticket for following too closely. So I went to court, and on August 21st, a couple weeks ago, and the with the court costs and everything, total came out to $250, $251, I think. And I was like, oh my God, you know? So that was an unexpected $250 that just went out. You know, my wife and kids' phone bill went out, my phone bill, car insurance just went out. You know, just all of these things, my gym membership, like all these things just kept, you know, all these payments started going out. And I felt my stomach just drop, you know, I'm looking at my bank account and, you know, I'm not negative or anything. I have money in there, but I'm just thinking I gotta buy dog food, you know, like starting to panic, you know. And then, but I think what happens is, you know, and I heard this from several people, the way our brain works is it sees the situation, the present situation, you know, especially when it's undesirable, and it starts to convince itself. You start to convince yourself that this is how it's always going to be, and then you start panicking. And it's like I had to look at my schedule and remind myself, hey, I'm just slow this week. You know, I had 2 days off this week, but I'm working tomorrow and Friday, and next week I'm busy. And it's like, everything's going to be fine. At least all the payments have been covered. You know, I got to really just kind of reason with myself and also tell myself, you know, like, this isn't such a bad life either. You know, every day I get to wake up and I spend time in the forest, in nature, walking my dogs. You know, I have enough resources to provide them with food. I feed them. I get to do work that I love to do. Work that really fulfills me and makes me feel like I'm really good at something, and I'm really, you know, providing somebody with something that they value, you know, a service that people really like. And that's how I spend my day, and that's how I earn my income. How lucky am I? You know, how awesome is that? And then I come home and I walk my dogs. I get to go to the gym, you know, and exercise, keep my body healthy. I have enough resources to cook my, you know, have food at the house. I can cook myself dinner, you know, and I get to do it all over again every day. You know, it's like, instead of looking at that as a prison, like, oh my God, this is my life. I'm trapped. I got to do this every day. It's like, I can think of it like, this is what I get to do every day. You know, like, I'm sure if something happened, some tragedy or something catastrophic happened, and I'm not able to do this every day, I think that I would probably look at my situation that I'm in now, you know, and feel like, wow, I had it really good. You know, why did I complain? Just like when I was married, you know, and looking back at it now, it's like, yeah, you know, she did get jealous a lot, and she did, you know, I did get upset, and I wasn't exactly happy all the time, you know, especially when we were arguing, and the arguments just got worse and worse over the past 13 years, you know, the name calling and just the, yeah, it was, and pretty soon it felt like we were just arguing just to win the argument. We weren't really arguing about anything of significance, you know. It's like we're arguing about stupid shit, little shit that got blown out of proportion. And then it started to become like we both wanted to win the argument. And by winning, you actually lose the other person, right? By winning the argument, you lose the person. And it almost felt like, it almost feels like now too, like we have to really be, you know, be careful when we talk to each other, because it's almost like it's a habit now. You know, it's almost like a reflex to just start arguing. And I don't want to do that in front of the kids anymore, you know? So maybe it is best that this is all happening, that I am going through divorce. But looking back at it, it's like, man, you know, did I have to do that, you know? Like, You know, I really have to just accept that this is my fault. All of this is my fault. Accept the my part in it, the responsibility. The part that I've played in all of this. You know, and so what can I do now? I guess I can finish this walk, go home and cook myself some dinner. Well, it is late, so maybe I'll just cook some vegetables, you know, fry up some vegetables in the pan and eat that, something light. And then, yeah, just keep focusing on what the best use of my time is, you know, just keep focusing on the very next thing, not allow myself to worry too much about the future, because, I mean, an asteroid could hit, you know, and then it's like, why did I spend all this time worrying about 4 or 5 years from now, you know? So, yeah, I'm just gonna try to keep grounding myself, trying to use the techniques and some of the ideas that Lee shared with me last night in our conversation about how she dealt with depression, how she dealt with all of the hardships in her life, and the occasional thoughts of suicide, you know? So I just gotta continue to discipline my mind, you know, and keep myself present and not allow myself to give in to my fears and anxieties. You know, it's like everything's okay, everything's fine. You know, my clients love the service that I provide, they value it. You know, like, I can't really handle any more new customers or new clients, and even if I could take new clients to make a little bit more income, I mean, I can only take like maybe 2 at the most. Yeah, so I just have to be more disciplined about my budget as well, about my finances. Stop going out so much. Stop buying things that I don't need. You know, and also when I go up to see my daughters, I guess part of it is out of guilt. I feel so guilty. And I mean, especially because I want to make up for the time I don't spend with them anymore because they're so far away. You know, I just want to buy them things. I just want to spend money on them. And, you know, it's like I got to control that too and just remind myself my presence is enough. You know, I don't have to keep buying them things and spending money on them and, you know, to try to be their Santa Claus every time I see them, you know? I just need to be their dad and be there for them and listen to them, ask them questions, find out who they're becoming, find out what their dreams and aspirations are and try to encourage them, you know, just be 100% supportive of whatever they want to do. You know, I just gotta remind myself of that and, you know, stop wasting my money on stupid shit and just continue. Oh, so I opened up a Citibank savings account, an accelerated savings account online. And yeah, so what I'm going to do is the interest rate, I think when I first went on their website, it said 2.36, now it says 2.22. But either way, you know, anything over 2.2% is great. You know, considering what all the other banks around here are offering for savings. So I'm going to continue to just, now that I opened up that savings account, I'm just going to keep putting money aside, you know, for the next 4 or 5 years. I keep saying I'm not going to think about the next 4 or 5 years, but yeah, for the next 4 or 5 years, just continue to keep putting money away every month, every week, every month, whatever I can afford to put away, you know, just keep putting money away, let the interest build up, you know, and that way, in 4 or 5 years, whatever I decide to do, whether I decide to open up a salon where I can train groomers up and teach them, you know, how to groom properly and have a, you know, fully staffed salon with groomers that I've trained, maybe even turn it into a training center. Or just if I want to just start a grooming school even, you know, and just go that route. But either way, I need to have the resources to do whatever it is I decide to do in about 4 or 5 years from now. So I'm gonna just keep focusing on that, putting money aside, you know, a little bit at a time, little by little, a little becomes a lot, right? And Tony Robbins talks about the compounding interest, how interest that you're earning on the money that you put aside, how it compounds over time. You just got to keep putting money in and let it build. So that's what I'm going to do, is just focus on the things that I can do, the things I do have control over, which is my diet, my exercise routine, how much time I'm spending with my dogs, taking care of them, you know, doing a good job for my clients, making sure that I'm continuing to provide to them the best service I possibly can. You know, always do more than you're getting paid for to do, right? In order to make an investment in your own future. That's what Jim Rohn says. So, and Wallace D. Waddles, the author of The Science of Getting Rich, he says, always give more in use value than you take in payment. And so that's The Science of Getting Rich. He wrote the book. He's saying, always give more in use value than you take in payment. So just continue to do that. Just continue to keep doing my best, offering the best service possible, and do excellent work for my clients, work that I'm proud of, work that they value and appreciate, and just keep doing that for the next 4 or 5 years. Keep putting money aside, be disciplined with my budget, discipline my mind, and that's what I can do. I'm glad I talked this out. Thinking out loud, because by just being in my own thoughts, I'm alone these days. You know, I don't really have anyone to talk to, and I, even if I do, how do you pick who you're gonna call and burden with your problems? You know, that's how I feel. I just feel like these days I don't really have a lot to offer other than my problems and my struggles and the difficult things I'm going through right now in my mind, you know, my thoughts. And I just don't want to be a burden to anybody. I don't want to bring anyone down. So even though I have people that do care about me and they say like, hey, if you need to talk, just call. It's like, how do you really do that though? You know, how do I decide, okay, I'm going through a hard time, let me bother this person, you know, that cares about me, let me bother them. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't think that way, but that's how I think, that's how I feel. So this really helps, having my own podcast, just something that I can talk into, get my thoughts out of my head, so I can hear them at least, and start thinking, getting my brain on a better track, on a better thinking pattern, so I don't just keep swirling down. Because earlier, I swear to God, I felt like I was losing control. I was shaky. I felt really shaky and weak, and my body was like trembling. And then that made me feel even more depressed, and I wanted to just cry. You know, and I was at my shared office space, you know, working on emails and things like that. And I was feeling that way because I was thinking of my daughters. Man. I'm really struggling these days. I really am. I'm trying to stay inspired, you know. And I almost feel like I'm letting people down by not being inspired and not living an inspired life. I'm trying. I really am. I feel like I'm letting myself down. I feel like I'm a disappointment. I feel like I've let my girls down. I feel guilty about that. Wow, it's like, I don't want to let my dogs down though, and I don't want to let my clients down. I mean, it's like, I gotta stay strong, and I gotta stay healthy for my dogs so I can take care of them. I gotta stay healthy and strong for my clients so I can take care of them, serve them to the best of my ability. Yeah, because if I just wallow in self-pity and allow myself to just give in to depression, I'm no good to anyone, you know, especially to myself. And I guess the thing is, if I'm gonna live anyways, because I know I'm not gonna kill myself, I've already established that I don't want to die, no matter what. I don't want to die early, at least, you know? Of course, dying of natural causes, whatever. Even if I just got in an accident and something happened that was unforeseen, that's all fine, you know? I can accept that. But I cannot accept taking my own life, cutting this movie short, cutting my story short, you know, with my own hands. No. So, okay. I have to just tell myself, if I'm gonna live anyways, might as well really live, right? If I'm gonna stick around anyways, might as well do my best while I'm here, right? Might as well put my best foot forward and continue to try to do better and continue to try to become a better person. That's what I have to do. And I do feel inspired now that I'm actually saying this out loud. Yeah, everything's fine. I'm actually doing okay. I got all my bills paid. All the bills are covered, at least. I'm not negative in the bank. You know, I'm out here in nature, enjoying the fresh air with my dogs. You know, I got a busy schedule ahead of me for the rest of the month, actually. You know, I just got to budget better. I just got to be more disciplined with my finances. Continue to put money aside in my new savings account that I just opened up. And continue to take good care of my body, maintain my health and my strength. That way, you know, by eating better, by controlling my diet, by making myself go to the gym and exercise even when I don't feel like it. And that way, I can keep my body strong and healthy so that I can continue to do good work for my clients, so I can continue to take good care of my dogs. And who knows, in 4 to 5 years from now, maybe I'll look back on all of this, and instead of looking at it as a curse, maybe I will consider it a blessing. Who knows? But as long as I continue to strive to do better every day, there is that chance, right? Because if I give up now, and I allow myself to just start drinking every night, you know, start picking up bad habits, self-sabotaging behavior, you know? If I start to do that and allow myself to wallow in self-pity and regret, you know, give in to the feelings of despair, well then, there is no hope for a better future, is there? I can pretty much kiss all hope goodbye, forget it, you know? Next 4 or 5 years probably gonna be even worse than the ones before if I do that. So yeah, I gotta just really focus and tell myself, if I'm gonna stick around anyways, which I am, then I might as well do my best. I hope this helps anyone else who's going through a hard time. And I honor the light in you, no matter how dim it might seem, because I feel like mine's about to blow out. I feel like if I even have a light left, it's very dim right now. But it's there. The fact that I'm breathing and I'm alive is proof that it's there. And that's proof that yours is there as well, if you're listening to this. So I just want to say I honor the light in you that is also in me. Namaste.